This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The pressure for a Belarusian leader, Alexander Lukashenko, to step down continues after thousands of protesters flooded the country's capital Sunday. As many as 200,000 marched, far outnumbering the crowd of Lukashenko supporters who also marched. They were also supported by demonstrators in Prague. The protesters and protest have been constant after a presidential election that gave Lukashenko over 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. Many residents have been hoping for a regime change since he has ruled Belarus since 1994. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says that the European Union should support opposition demonstrators in Belarus. Russia's foreign ministry says that Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke by phone Sunday about Russia's proposal to hold a video summit at the United Nations to discuss Iran. Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed a summit video with the United States and the remaining parties to a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers Britain, France, China, Germany, and Iran to try to avoid further confrontation and escalation of Iran at the United Nations. More than 774,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, it's more than 170,000. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S. making up more than 5.4 million. U.S. President Donald Trump has found a new doctor for his coronavirus task force. Dr. Scott Atlas has joined the White House as a pandemic advisor. Atlas, the former chief of neuroradiology of Stanford University Hospital Medical, has not no expertise in public health or infectious diseases. However,